At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shatabhisha Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals operate from an internal frame of reference, trusting their inner knowing, emotional landscape, and intuitive signals. Others function with an external frame of reference, looking to authority, feedback, or social cues to guide behavior and decision-making. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, the seeker, the outsider, the disruptor, and symbolized by the circle or 100 healers containment, mystery, collective healing, leans strongly toward an internal frame of reference. These natives often rely on deep, unspoken knowledge that arises from emotional, psychic, or existential depth. Their worldview is formed from within, through introspection, crisis, or inner awakening, rather than external validation. They question systems, resist mainstream influence, and feel compelled to find answers that speak to their personal truth or karmic imprint. However, because Rahu also represents a desire to be seen or recognized, they may temporarily engage with external referencing, especially when trying to find belonging or validate their unique identity. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how this inner-external tension plays out. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the frame of reference is deeply internal, but often distorted by craving, ambition, or unresolved identity work. These individuals chart their own path, often rejecting external norms, but may still seek approval without realizing it. In Shatabhisha, Rahu intensifies their inward pull. They listen to their own voice, but are haunted by how the world hears it. If Rahu is in the 10th, they're seen as unique or rebellious in public, struggling between doing things their way and wanting outer validation. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the reference becomes internally emotional, yet more relational. These individuals check in with how they feel before responding, but are also sensitive to emotional feedback from others. In Shatabhisha, moon adds vulnerability. They feel safest when their inner truth aligns with outer peace. If moon is in the 10th, they are perceived as emotionally intuitive leaders, those who guide from an inner compass, yet adapt when connection is threatened. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame of reference becomes more externally flexible. These natives may toggle between trusting their thoughts and seeking input. In Shatabhisha, Mercury adds a questioning mind. They may collect external information, but sort it through an internal filter of logic and intuition. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as thoughtful communicators, those who bridge inside-out perspectives through clever expression. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the frame of reference may begin as externally bound, shaped by duty, rules, or societal expectation, but gradually becomes internally anchored through experience. These individuals mature by questioning outer authority until they build their own. In Shatabhisha, Saturn gives cautious discernment. They only act when it feels right, despite social pressure. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are trusted for their quiet integrity, outsiders who earn respect over time. If Jupiter, or Venus, is in the 5th or 9th house, the reference becomes internally inspired, driven by spiritual, philosophical, or value-based frameworks. These individuals are less concerned with approval and more with alignment to their inner sense of beauty, truth, or dharma. In Shatabhisha, Jupiter adds visionary anchoring. Venus adds refined self-worth. If either is in the 10th, they are admired for leading with conviction, unshaken by trends, centered in a deeper moral compass. Shatabhisha's frame of reference is like an underground spring of knowing, deep, quiet, and often invisible to others. These natives don't just act. They consult a private reservoir of truth before moving. Their growth lies in trusting this internal alignment even when it's misunderstood, and in learning to share their insight without needing to be externally validated. When balanced, Shatabhisha becomes the quiet knower, self-referencing with grace, using their internal lens to see through illusion and into healing, for themselves and the collective. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals take initiative, acting proactively to shape outcomes and assert their vision, while others wait and respond, reacting to circumstances and emotional cues before moving. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, intensity, disruption, unconventional drive, and symbolized by the circle or 100 healers, hidden depths, transformative energy, generally exhibits a reactive style. These natives often wait until they have fully absorbed and processed what they sense before striking, using their acute perception to determine the precise moment to act. Yet, when the situation demands bold change, they can switch to a proactive approach, channeling their inner fire to initiate transformation with calculated force. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how their action preference is expressed. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the action tendency can become hyper-proactive, driven by a relentless need to break free from limitations and to assert a unique identity. These individuals often push forward with unconventional vigor, even if that means acting before all details are clear. When Rahu is in the 10th, this intensity becomes visible in public life, where they are seen as trailblazers who challenge the status quo, though they may sometimes need to temper their impulses with reflective insight. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the action style tends toward reactivity, responding to emotional signals and relational dynamics with sensitivity. These natives may wait until their inner environment feels secure before taking action. In Shatabhisha, the moon tempers their intensity by requiring a clear emotional cue, and if placed in the 10th, they are perceived as cautious yet intuitive leaders who act in alignment with their mood and the collective emotional tone. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the approach becomes strategically proactive. These individuals plan and articulate their actions with precision. They analyze the situation thoroughly before moving and then act decisively when the intellectual clarity is achieved. In Shatabhisha, Mercury's influence helps them communicate their plans effectively, ensuring that their proactive moves are calculated and measured. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the action style is generally reactive and measured. They tend to delay movement until all risks are assessed and the situation is stable. In Shatabhisha, Saturn instills a sense of responsibility and caution, compelling these natives to act slowly but with purpose. When Saturn occupies the 10th house, their public actions are characterized by discipline and a long-term view, often waiting for the right moment to intervene rather than rushing headlong. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the action preference shifts toward a proactive, visionary approach. These individuals are inspired by higher ideals, beauty, and ethical truth. In Shatabhisha, Jupiter and Venus encourage them to move forward when their creative or spiritual vision calls, fueling actions with optimism and warmth. In the 10th house, this results in charismatic leadership that blends bold initiative with a deep sense of purpose and integrity. Shatabhisha's action style is like a hidden pulse waiting for the perfect moment to surge, balanced between careful observation and sudden, transformative impact. Their strength lies in knowing when to hold back and when to unleash their unique power. When balanced, Shatabhisha becomes the master of timing, reacting with precision and initiating with inspired clarity, ensuring that every action is both necessary and profoundly transformative. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals prefer an options-based operational style, valuing freedom, flexibility, and improvisation. Others lean toward procedures, structured systems, step-by-step routines, and established methods. Shatabhisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, innovation, disruption, unconventional paths, and symbolized by the circle or 100 healers, containment, holistic systems, energetic repair, leans strongly toward an options-based style, especially in the early stages of life. These natives resist rigid structure, preferring to explore multiple pathways, solutions, or strategies. They often need to find their own way, experimenting with unconventional approaches and integrating what works on their terms. However, once a pattern proves effective, particularly in healing, research, or systems work, Shatabhisha can adopt procedural discipline, especially if it serves a larger mission of order, restoration, or service. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how adaptable or system-bound they become. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the style is strongly options-driven. These individuals need to experiment, break rules, and test boundaries before settling into any one path. In Shatabisha, Rahu amplifies the need to reinvent systems. They trust unconventional methods more than established procedures. If Rahu is in the 10th, their professional identity may be built around innovation, disruption, or alternative models. They create their own systems rather than follow someone else's. If the moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the style becomes emotionally attuned and more fluid, with preferences shifting based on internal states. These individuals need environments that feel emotionally safe and energetically balanced. In Shatabisha, moon favors rhythmic flow over rigidity. They may follow rituals, but only if emotionally resonant. If moon is in the 10th, they're seen as emotionally intelligent workers, those who manage energy more than rules and who quietly adapt to what feels right in the moment. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the operational style can become more balanced with a blend of structured thinking and flexible implementation. These individuals may create hybrid models, procedures that are adjustable or layered with strategic options. In Shatabisha, Mercury brings mental patterning. They thrive when systems are intelligent, not robotic. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as systems thinkers, those who refine processes while keeping room for change. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the preference shifts toward procedures, especially those that bring order to internal or external chaos. These individuals may resist structure early on, but eventually come to respect it as a form of self-mastery or karmic repair. In Shatabisha, Saturn brings healing through repetition. They discover that the right rituals restore fractured systems. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as methodical professionals, trusted for their consistency in environments others find too complex. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the style becomes options-based with philosophical or aesthetic roots. These natives value freedom of choice, but their decisions are guided by internal codes, beauty, or wisdom. In Shatabisha, Venus adds creative intuition, Jupiter, ethical structure. They follow what feels right and means something. If either is in the 10th, they are admired for bringing flow and grace into their operational style, moving between form and freedom with vision. Shatabisha's operational intelligence is like a healing algorithm, fluid, non-linear, and designed to restore harmony without constraint. These natives rarely follow a rule book unless they've rewritten it themselves. Their growth lies in discovering when freedom becomes fragmentation, and how to use procedures not as prisons, but as healing rhythms. When balanced, Shatabisha becomes the intuitive systems innovator, blending structure and spaciousness, restoring order without rigidity, and operating from a place of quiet precision shaped by insight, not convention. Views, general or specific. Some individuals process the world through a general lens, seeing broad patterns, universal truths, or spiritual frameworks. Others operate with a specific view, focusing on technical detail, accuracy, and precise distinctions. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, expansion, paradox, disruption, and symbolized by the circle or hundred healers, wholeness, fragmentation, systems healing, leans toward a general view, especially when working with abstract ideas, hidden truths, or systemic patterns. These natives are wired to perceive wholes rather than parts. They intuitively grasp karmic cycles, group energy, or collective imbalance, often without needing to dissect every detail. However, when their sense of order or safety is threatened, Shatabisha can momentarily shift into specific scrutiny, honing in on what's broken, missing, or misaligned within the larger field. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses help determine how fluidly they move between symbolic vision and analytic clarity. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the view is strongly general, with flashes of genius or visionary thinking. These individuals think in big patterns, energy systems, karmic loops, and collective change. In Shatabisha, Rahu expands the mental field. They see what others don't, but may struggle to translate their vision into digestible parts. If Rahu is in the 10th, they're seen as futurists or outsiders, those who challenge mainstream views with expansive, sometimes unsettling insight. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the view leans toward general through emotion, absorbing patterns of behavior, mood, or interpersonal dynamics. These individuals track emotional atmospheres more than logic. In Shatabisha, moon brings psychic resonance. They feel the collective field and respond accordingly. If moon is in the 10th, they are perceived as intuitive leaders, able to read public or group energy in ways that are subtle but impactful. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the perspective becomes more specific, particularly in how they communicate or process information. These individuals notice contradictions, technical errors, or the need for clarity. In Shatabisha, Mercury helps anchor abstract awareness into detail. They can translate the vision. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are respected for their intellect, those who speak to complexity with precision and insight. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the view begins specific, especially when tied to duty, order, or structure. These individuals focus on fixing what's fragmented, often through long-term systems or discipline. In Shatabisha, Saturn sharpens their analysis. They heal by restoring structure. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as responsible troubleshooters, those who organize complexity without losing sight of the broader mission. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the view is general, oriented towards spiritual, ethical, or aesthetic patterns. These individuals understand the world symbolically or philosophically, linking events to meaning and beauty. In Shatabisha, Jupiter gives wisdom through universality, and Venus brings healing through resonance. If either is in the 10th, they're known for graceful leadership, those who hold a wide view with heart and vision. Shatabisha's perceptual gift is like a wide lens capturing energetic systems in motion. These natives instinctively track what lies beneath the surface: group patterns, ancestral codes, or karmic undercurrents. Their growth lies in knowing when to zoom in and when to let the view stay wide, when detail serves truth, and when it obscures it. When balanced, Shatabisha becomes the cosmic diagnostician, seeing the whole, feeling the subtle, and guiding others back into energetic coherence, one insight at a time. Shatabisha Nakshatra. Work preferences: together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive working together in collaborative, communicative, team-driven environments. Others prefer proximity, independent work done near others, allowing for interaction without dependence. Some function best working entirely solo, valuing privacy, autonomy, and emotional or energetic boundaries. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, individualism, intensity, nonconformity, and symbolized by the circle or 100 healers, containment, privacy, sacred space, strongly prefers a solo work environment. These natives require space to think, heal, observe, and process. Their work style is deeply internal and intuitive. They often need time alone to mentally detangle, energetically recalibrate, or access their most visionary insights. However, in certain environments, especially those centered on research, innovation, or healing, they may work best in proximity, close enough to monitor or support others, but not entangled in constant collaboration. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help refine their functional preference. If Rahu is in the 1st or 5th house, the work style is highly solo. These individuals are driven by personal breakthroughs, inner transformation, or a need to remain unbound by others' pace or expectations. In Shatabisha, Rahu intensifies this preference. They need time to follow unconventional thought trails. If Rahu is in the 10th, they're seen as independent contributors, trailblazers who create impact while staying emotionally detached from the crowd. If the moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the style leans toward proximity, particularly when emotional safety and energetic regulation are in place. These individuals may work quietly alongside others, but still need time to retreat and recharge. In Shatabisha, moon adds sensitivity. They absorb the emotional climate and need spaciousness to maintain balance. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally intuitive professionals, calm, present, but not overly exposed. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference is for proximity with minimal interruption. These individuals enjoy sharing ideas or refining thoughts through low-pressure dialogue, but still require mental space for deep focus. In Shatabisha, Mercury lends adaptability. They can function in advisory or analytical roles with quiet efficiency. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known as thoughtful communicators, those who work best when they can direct the flow without distraction. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the style solidifies around solo or structured proximity, especially when systems, accountability, or healing require focus and integrity. These natives often work behind the scenes or in long-haul roles that reward endurance over attention. In Shatabisha, Saturn gives them the ability to work in solitude without losing purpose. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as dependable fixers, those who carry invisible weight and don't require applause. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the preference may shift toward proximity, especially in creative, spiritual, or service roles. These individuals are often inspired by shared ideals or compassionate purpose, but still maintain a distinct personal space. In Shatabisha, Jupiter expands vision while Venus softens boundaries. They may advise or mentor, but prefer environments that respect personal rhythm. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as subtle influencers, those who uplift from just outside the spotlight. Shatabisha's ideal work environment is like a sacred observatory, private, focused, and energetically protected. These natives need solitude to do their best thinking, but can support others when the energetic container is clean and purposeful. Their growth lies in creating work rhythms that protect their sensitivity while still allowing their gifts to reach the collective. When balanced, Shatabisha becomes the solitary healer, the hidden innovator, the one who works alone not to isolate, but to align deeply with truth, transformation, and quiet mastery.